Do I get let off the hook for not seeing the John Kensi home run? Because after the first out, when Hosey was out of first base, I had to tap out emotionally.
No chance. No chance. That right there shows me that you're a fair weather fan.
But yet I came back.
Well, yeah, you came back when the excitement was there.
No. I came back. No.
You left when the Gardos were down to their final out.
Yeah.
You left.
You know why?
Along with a lot of other fans.
Because I have seen that play 150 times. I emotionally was not ready. If it was any other team, I probably wouldn't have turned off the TV.
I wish I would have known that last night, because I would have sent you clips from Major League. I would just sent you all the clips from Major League. Just over and over again, just replayed it.
I think, listen, I don't think it's as bad. Me turning off the game after Hosey's out of first base in the bottom of the ninth, I don't think it's as bad as people who actually left the stadium. Because
They paid a lot of money to go see that game. And I'll back it up with you, though. I like to give you a hard time and kind of jam you up right there.
Yeah.
When it became two outs, when Naylor hit the double play, I sat down in my seat and didn't say another word. Like, I was miserable, not even as a player anymore. I'm just a fan now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, he's sitting next to me, and he's like, "Dad, I don't know what's going to happen." I was like, "We're not leaving.
Yeah,
we're not going anywhere." And then that happened. And I was like, holy cow.
I do want to hear 216-474-0092. The question here is, if you gave up on game three early, will you own it? Because I am owning it that I couldn't face. Because here's the other thing. John Kensi happens to be one of my favorite players,
nice.
Despite the fact he's got like 49 at-bats in the big leagues right now. But I couldn't watch. Because he, to me, he's what I like. He's like my favorite style of baseball player. He's a guy that just murders baseball. He just is pure. He's just all about the fun. He's got a big personality, and you can tell the players love him. He's a big guy, which helps because I'm a big guy. And I was like, I can't watch this game come down to John Kensi Noel. Actually, it started with Josh Naylor. I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I think I couldn't watch Josh Naylor.
Well, that's where we go back to, right? Josh Naylor has struggled this whole series. He struggled this whole postseason. You know, and to be able to come up with a chance in the bottom of the ninth, Jose gets on. It's like, okay, maybe this is a spot that Naylor's going to break out of it. And then he just rolls over to the pitcher. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is not good.
So you've never left a game early?
No. Now, here's what I'll say. When I pay for tickets, I will never leave a game. I do not care how bad it is. I'm a Penn State fan, all right? They get absolutely throttled year in and year out by Ohio State.
Yeah.
I have to pay for those tickets.
Hate to see it.
Right? I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I was being sarcastic. I know.
Yeah, okay. I know you do. Yep.
Scarlet James Franklin, keep him there. He's the new Paterno. Keep him there for 50 years.
He's not the new Paterno. Yeah. Not even close. But when I look at it, and I paid for these tickets last night, I'm not going anywhere. I saw so many fans leave with two outs. I'm like, they're going to lose. They're going to be down 3-0. It is what it is. I'm going again tonight. I'm going to continue to cheer them on, and we're going to leave it at that.
So I am a cheap bastard. So had I been at the game, there's no way in hell I'm leaving that game
right.
until the final out.
100%.
But when I'm at home, I have a bad habit of I can't watch it. I get so amped up. Specifically, here's the thing. I don't really do this for anything regular season. I have watched the lowest of lows. And Browns football.
Well, you're a Browns fan, right?
Yep.
Yep, there we go.
Continue to cycle that one back.
Right.
But I might like drift off in the attention that I'm paying. I might give you 50% attention. But I never stop. But when it comes to the playoffs, I will tell you there are times where even if I don't turn off the game, like flip to something else real quick just to give myself a minute, I get so much anxiety at playoff baseball. I will walk out of the room. And then I will do the thing that I know that makes me just like this is the dumbest thing. What I'll do is I'll say, don't turn this game off. Because I want to, the potential, if I want to come, this is crazy. If I want to hear this, I'm going to come back in the room really quickly. But I just got to get out of the room right now. So nobody turn off the game, but I'm not going to be in the room while the game's going on, while everybody looks at me like I'm a freaking psychopath.
So with your network that you have at home, are you able to go back and rewatch it?
So not with the, because I just have the cable on my phone. Well, no, actually, that's not true. On the Max app I did, because that's how I watched it last night.
Okay. So I don't have the opportunity to go back and watch it. So when I'm at home watching sports, whether it's regular season or playoffs, I have to make sure that I'm watching it all. Now, if I was at home last night watching this game, I would have been like, what's going on here? And at that point, I would have been like, oh, man, two outs. I probably would have been throwing everything in my mind at my house.
I will tell you that I found out about the John Kensie home run because immediately my phone blew up. And I thought it was just, screw this team. I thought that's where we're going. I thought it was everybody checking in being like, I can't believe they lost this game. And so the first thing I got was a tweet of the John Kensie home run. And I immediately like showed it to Vanessa like it was a toddler showing my homework. I was like, look what I did. I got an A. And we had just started the latest episode of Agatha, which my kids are really into. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. I'm really into this, but I'm going to go ahead and put the game on my phone and put my earbuds in.
Could you pause Agatha?
There was no way.
Okay.
No, because the kids were not. I think the kids were over dad's mental breakdown.
I got you there.
I think they, for their own mental health, they needed to just. I needed to go be a dad watching a game while everybody's cuddled up a cuddle train, but dad's watching the game over here because I honestly felt like a bad parent subjecting them to my bipolar outburst during game three. 216-474-0092. If you gave up on game three early, will you own it? A man who taught us to never give up, Rajay Davis, the man from Game 7 in 2016, former Cleveland outfielder, next on 92.3 The Fan.